I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It is Andy, your pal. I'm excited about tonight. It's Jersey Housewives night. It's a major fight in Italy. Siggy has called Margaret anti-Semitic. And Danielle inexplicably broke a glass. I don't know. But we're going to break it all down with the king, Michael Rappaport, the king of the housewives. Love Michael. Love Dolores. It's going to be a really fun show. See you soon.
He's always quick with a comeback, and she's quick to say,
welcome back, scumbag.
It's Watch What Happens Live with Dolores Catania and Michael Rappaport now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on the second night of Hanukkah with two people I like a lot. Tonight in Italy, my first guest learned that you can take the girl out of Jersey, but you can't take away their reflex to throw stemware. From the Real Housewives of New Jersey, it's Dolores Catania. Great to see you, Dolores. And the last time he was in the clubhouse, he was so impressed by Dolores that he gave her his mazel of the day. Well, because I'm a wish granter, he is here to sit behind her, beside her. It's Michael Rappaport. Hey, Michael, great to see you. What do you like about Dolores?
So much. Her transformation, because last year was like, sweet. Aww. Dolores. This year, it's welcome back, scumbag. I mean,
he's good, so shocked.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff. I'm excited to be here. And then you got,
well, tonight's bartenders have traded protein shakes and barbells for milk and cocktails. It's Dolores' son and ex-husband, Frank Jr. and Frank Sr. Everything good with you guys back there?
Going real well.
We're all good.
Yes?
We're all good.
Okay.
Frankie Guns.
I know Frankie Guns.
Show the pistols, Frank. Show the girls the pistols, Frankie. The ladies want to see the pistols. Come on, Frankie.
All right. No juice, though, right?
No.
Okay.
All right. Juice.
Tonight, the ladies flew to Milan, and we want to poll you. This is our first poll of the night. Who would you want to sit with on a transatlantic flight? Danielle, Dolores, Margaret, Melissa, Siggy, or Teresa? Who would you want to sit next to on a transatlantic flight?
150% Dolores.
You would?
Oh, absolutely.
Michael. Yes. It looks like you guys at home are going for Margaret. Now Dolores is getting it. Okay, well, this is very interesting. It's going back and forth between Dolores and Margaret. Melissa's in third. Very good. We noticed that we think Siggy might pronounce Teresa's name Charissa. Take a look. Teresa, I never noticed
that. As your friend, I can guarantee that I have defended you and Teresa 6 months ago. Her and Teresa were bitter enemies flipping tables on one another. Now all of a sudden she's going to question my relationship with Teresa?
It's a little Teresa. We like it. And Teresa was at it again with her Teresa-isms. Listen.
What are you saying? Are you saying you feel there's a dead end? There's
with her and
right.
Siggy?
Yeah.
You want my honest opinion? The two of you will never. It's not going to.
They're like oil and vinegar.
Oil and water.
Honey.
Yeah, it's like oil and water.
Oil and vinegar actually go very well together.
Okay, so oil and water. That's.
Hilariously, Ramona made the same mistake on New York Housewives this season, if you were paying close attention. Bethany goes, "That they go together. That's what are you talking about? Michael, you acted alongside Meghan Markle in the TV series The War at Home in 2006. Dude, I have some questions for you. Oh, wait, we have a clip. Let's see that.
Who's in the mood to go again?
Twice in one night? Check you.
Not the best acting from the future wife of Prince Harry. When you found out she was engaged to Prince Harry, were you surprised?
First of all, that wasn't her best scene because it was the voice of the other character. So there was other scenes. She was a good actress. Because I was looking at her face. I was like, I know this girl. And then I was like, do I know this girl? And I was like, from the show. So I acted with her.
Did you and Meghan ever, did you keep in touch after her appearance on the show?
No, I didn't.
How would you rate her acting from 1 to 10?
I thought she was a good, young, solid actress. She smelled fantastic.
All right, thank you very much. That's all I needed to know. I know you have questions for Dolores and Michael, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight on Jersey, the women descended upon Milan, and while some go to Italy to see classic Italian opera, the Franklin Lake Players decided to put on their own dinner theater show instead. Take a look.
You're getting off track. It's an analogy.
Wait a minute. OL, off limits.
How dare me?
That is bullshit. You're anti-Semitic. You don't tell me to shut up.
It's off limits. That leads us to our next poll question, which is, whose side are you on, Siggy or everyone else? Go to WWHL.TV and vote. Looks like you guys are on everyone else's side there. Surprised by the anti-Semitic remark?
Was I surprised? Yeah, I was shocked. It's not something I would say. And, you know, when Margaret said that, I looked at her and I said, I think you're a very bright woman. I think that you could have come up with something else. That's just not something you say.
Okay. Here's what. It is a Milan miracle because the next day Danielle and Siggy had a breakthrough because, as we know, Danielle likes breaking things. Watch.
Let me just start off by saying to you how sorry I am.
I saw red. Yeah. I don't ever want to see that color again. I was out of my body.
Her calling me soggy, to me, it was a very hurtful thing. I'm sorry that I took it out on you.
I've heard your apologies. I will accept it, but it's just gonna take me some time. Want a hug?
Yeah.
We like it.
We're sidebarring.
Okay, yeah, good. Second, right? Dolores may have 20 years of friendship with Teresa, but these days it seems like she's rarely more than 20 inches away from Siggy. Here's what. It's time to put her loyalties to the test. Dolores, I'm going to give you a scenario. You tell us who you would pick between Siggy or Teresa or Teresa. Who would you trust more with a secret, Siggy or Teresa?
I don't know.
Gotta
they
answer
both,
it.
No, because they both have big mouths sometimes. They don't mean
rather,
to.
Who would you rather have back you in a fight, Siggy or Teresa?
A fist fight?
Okay.
Teresa.
Okay.
Yay.
Who would you rather do a girls' weekend with, Siggy or Teresa?
Both of them. Come on, how could I pick? I just had a girls' weekend with Teresa.
Whose parenting advice would you listen to, Siggy or Teresa?
Siggy's.
Yay! Whose house is more enticing to live in, Siggy's or Teresa?
More enticing? What's more stuff going on? Oh, Teresa's.
Who gives you better birthday gifts, Siggy or Teresa?
They both do.
They Yay! Both do. Who talks behind your back the least?
I think probably Siggy.
Yay!
If both ladies were single, who would be a better match for Frank Sr., Siggy or Teresa?
Definitely Teresa.
Yay! Wow, very good. Thank you very much. Yay! Very interesting. Finally, no Michael Rappaport trip to the clubhouse is complete without a full Rappa report because we need his take. And his wife probably appreciates the break. Here's what, Michael, it's time for you to spill it on all things Jersey. Let's go. Thoughts on Kim D telling Siggy and Dolores that there are rumors that Teresa is hooking up with an old fling?
Well, I want to say this. Early in the season when they said that Kim D was a cockroach, I had my doubts. But Kim D is, in fact, a cockroach.
Okay.
She's unbelievable.
Do you think Dolores and Siggy stuck up for Teresa?
Yeah, okay. I think they did, absolutely.
Thoughts on Dolores and Frank living together while she's dating someone else?
You know, to the viewer, it might seem weird and unusual, but meeting them and seeing them backstage, it makes total sense. The fact that they're able to be together, father and son, and ex and all that, I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thoughts on Siggy getting hormone pellets? Is it working?
They ain't working.
Okay. Thoughts on Siggy and Dolores walking in Kim D's fashion show after everything that happened? Should they have gone through with it?
I feel like because it was for charity, for a serious cause, I understand it. And they ain't working. The pellets ain't working.
Thoughts on Siggy and Margaret's issues with each other? The Hitler comment, the anti-Semitic response?
It got out of hand. It got out of hand fast. You know, this is what happens when the pigtails are tied up a little too tight. I think there's a better analogy in there that she could have used, but it got out of hand. But those pigtails.
All right, thank you very much, Michael Rappaport. Let's go to the phones. It's Janet from Vegas. Hey, Janet, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
How you doing? Nice to see you on TV, and you look great.
I appreciate it, Janet. What's your question? It's cold. It's very cold.
Yeah, my question is for Dolores.
Yes. Yes.
Dolores, my question is, what is the real issue between you and Danielle? Why do you hate her so much? What's going on between both of you?
Okay, well, I embraced Danielle when I had first met her, although I've heard many terrible things about things she's done to people. But she's been... She started something between me and Teresa that wasn't true. She told Teresa I was talking about her very early into this whole relationship, and I wasn't. And she also, she antagonizes me and she mocks me about my relationship with Frank Catania.
We are still so excited. We've been nominated for Critics' Choice Award for Best Talk Show. I mean, we are this excited. Roll it. I mean, oh my God, it's the
Don't
doorbell.
Mess with me.
Oh my God, is it? Was very excited by that surprise. Next week on Jersey, the women attempt to redo the previous night's catastrophic dinner, but clearly tension is still on the menu. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Margaret's being super quiet. It's almost like she's scared to say how she feels.
Do you want to come get water with me real quick?
Uh-huh. You okay?
Yeah, no, you know what it is? I can't be in the room like Jovial Marge, you know, making all my funny jokes.
Right.
To say someone's anti-Semitic. No, that's like calling someone racist.
When I first came home, like, I didn't like the word jail.
Teresa's saying her trigger words. Jail makes total sense to me. I just want to say to Siggy,
I would never know that would hurt you to the core, and that wasn't my intention. I would never want to hurt you.
Okay, we will see how that winds up next week. Michael Wilo, Texas, tweeted, who would be the three men on your husbands of the Real Housewives All-Star team?
Joe, Gorga.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Of all shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Craig, because he's just
Craig
makes
Leakes?
Me,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely, because he makes me laugh. Okay. And I got to go with Frankie right
okay.
here.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
Dolores, Frankie Whalen said, does your friendship with Caroline and the Manzos have any influence on the way that you feel about Danielle Staub?
No.
It does not?
No.
You are still good buddies with Caroline and the crew, right?
Yes.
Yes. Sarah T, Michael, which New York housewife do you think will be the next to get married?
Ooh, man, the next to get married. I don't think any of them.
Really?
I'd say the next New York housewife to get married?
Yes.
Who do you, I need help with that. I'm going to stick with my first answer. None of them.
Wow. Let's go to Pamela from Florida. Hey, Pamela, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Gotta say, you're looking fabulous. Hello, Dolores, Michael. My question is for Michael.
Okay.
Thank you for being such a Bravo fan, as we all are. Susan and I want to know, do you think Dolores is taking herself down by being such a loyal fan to Siggy?
Do I think she's taking a what?
Is she taking herself down by being such a loyal friend to Siggy?
I don't think she is, but I will tell you this. I didn't realize that Dolores was a corrections officer in prison in New Jersey. So Dolores could do whatever the hell Dolores wants.
Right, right.
She's not taking any crap. Yeah.
And as a refresher, I think I know the answer to this. Teresa did not reach out to you for any advice before she went in?
No.
No. And you did not give her any before she went in?
No, I did not. I saw her the week before. This is why. You want to know why?
Yeah.
She really didn't think she was going. She
even asked, a week before?
A week before, I saw her in Bloomingdale's.
I saw her a week before at lunch, and she seemed like she knew she was going.
She invited me to lunch around the time that she was leaving, so she really did. She said to me, even when she was walking, she's like, I really never thought.
Wow.
That makes sense. But I think where Teresa is like a day camp compared to the hard work that Dolores was doing. She's in there with the dudes 8 years.
Wow.
She was there. Teresa was in there with, like, Martha Stewart types.
Joe from West Islip is on the line. Hey, Joe, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, it's Big Fat Joey from West Islip.
Hey, Big Fat Joey. How's Little Fat Joey?
Little Fat Joey's doing great. Thanks for asking. He's over here all excited.
Give him a hug. What's your question?
Well, happy Hanukkah. My question's for Dolores.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you balance your friendship between Teresa and the girls and the fabulous Kim D?
You don't, listen, when things are heated, you just stay away for a while. The fashion show was a charity and I was meant to walk in it. I made a commitment to the families, but there was an incident that happened not too long ago. And I said to Kim D, I'm gonna stay away for a while. And she goes, I totally understand until things calm down.
Oh my God, Michael and I wanna know what the incident was. It's surprise time. Michael may have met many a Bravo celebrity right here in the clubhouse, but never has he had the opportunity to walk in their knee-high Saint Laurent boots until now. It's time for Chic C'est le Pic. Michael, I have four different Bravo bucket list items. You may pick one to do right here, right now, live in the clubhouse. Do you want to perform Money Can't Buy You Class? Do you want to spray Lady Gaga's pee perfume on yourself? Do you want to let Dolores call you a scumbag? Or do you want to step over to the green screen and create your own Housewives tagline? The four tasks are yours. You can choose one.
As much as I would love Dolores to call me a scumbag.
Another yes. time, Michael.
Yeah.
Yes. No. But you would like to do what?
I'll do my housewife tagline.
Okay, yes. Go ahead. Please look at camera four right here and give us your tagline, Michael.
I'm not a housewife, but I freaking wish I was.
By the way, shout out Jenny Poulos, who's right here in our Chaz Dean, the great Chaz Dean. My God, the amount of times I've seen Chaz Dean's, the infomercials, the hair care on the thing. Jenny, I love you. You know I love you. Thank you. Oh, I'm in a New York outfit tonight. Sydney Snow, Dolores, have you watched past seasons of Jersey before joining, and did you have prejudgments from the show? Well, you lived it with everybody.
I lived it with everyone.
You did. Yeah. Heather from Boston. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you and love Bravo, but I want to talk to Michael, please.
Okay, yep, he's right here.
Just a quick, want to just say, I used to watch the shows for myself, now Housewives. Every time I see something crazy, I think, oh my God, what's Michael going to think? That's how I watch the shows
now. Well, I always have a lot to say.
I have a question for Michael.
Okay.
What is your favorite all-time Housewife quote?
Man, there's so many. That's like, it's like picking a favorite child. I'll say it has to go, I got to go with Dorinda. I cooked, I cleaned, I made it nice.
Yes.
Timeless.
Very good. You love Dorinda.
But that's, I mean, she's great.
Yes, she is great. She is great. I'd like to drop Dorinda into the Jersey women for
like a little
cross-pollinating.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that former Apprentice contestant Omarosa was allegedly fired from her job in the Trump administration today and escorted off the White House grounds this morning after a reported blow-up at the White House holiday party last night. I would ask how President Trump will ever find someone to fill her position, but I'm not exactly sure what she did besides staging wedding photo shoots in the Rose Garden. If she needs to reach out to anyone for support, I'm sure the Salahis are available. Tonight's Jackal goes to the British surgeon who has admitted to burning his initials onto the livers of two patients while they were under anesthesia. Did you hear about this? It's terrible.
Jackal's not even. He needs more than that.
No, I know, but also, you know, I have done way worse to my own liver while I'm wide awake. I mean, I do just want to say, oh my God. Anyway, I want to thank Dolores, Michael, and both Franks for being here. Tomorrow night, we have an amazing special. It's our 12 doorbells of Christmas at a special time, 11:15. 12 huge Bravo surprises. You're going to die. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Dolores. Thank you, Frankie and Frank. Thanks, guys. It's amazing. Hey, it's Andy. I'm here with Dolores and Michael and Frank and Frankie. I was just telling Dolores, it's like, I mean, it is amazing your ease in front of the camera. You were never nervous even the first time you came on this show.
I don't know. I guess because I'm with friends and I've been, these people are like my family. Yes. I've been with them all since over 20 years. So I know.
Yeah, you
it's,
do.
It's organic for
but
me.
But also, don't you think, to Michael's point, you were a corrections officer? I mean, don't you think after you did that for eight years,
I don't
it takes a lot to rattle you, I would think?
It takes a lot. Well, ask Frank.
I mean, is it right?
No, it really doesn't.
Oh, it does.
What do you mean, like to get mad? What are you talking about, Frank?
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, he's what's so your name weird. And from where are you calling?
Hi, it's Daniel S. from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hey, Daniel, what's up?
Hey, Andy, I'm so looking forward to seeing you in Anderson January 26th at the Beacon Theater.
Oh, that's great that you're going to be here. That's awesome.
Yes, yes, I'll be there.
Great.
Dolores, I have to ask you, do you really buy that Danielle and Teresa made up so quickly? And second question is, do you really think that Danielle is genuine in her concerns?
No, I don't think anything's really genuine about her. That's number one. Mm. And as far as Teresa and Danielle, I mean, right now it's a new relationship. It's kind of superficial. And it's just new. Let's see what happens. You never know. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they run off into the sunset and stay friends. But who knows what can happen.
Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Megan. I'm from Chicago.
Hey, Megan, what's your question?
My question's for Michael. Michael, if you were to set up Frank Jr. with anyone on Bravo, who would you pick?
Oh, my God, I love this.
Oh, that's a good question. If I was going to anybody on Bravo, it's got to be one of those, it's got to be one of
the Vanderpump rules
when he could just let Frankie take a pick.
Yeah,
like Ava,
I agree.
Ava,
yeah, Frank, I mean, Frank, they didn't
I'd
have
like
a field day with
Frankie.
Young Frankie.
With Lala.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be a hot couple.
But Frankie's, Frankie's a taken guy. He's a sweet guy. He's a loyal guy.
Yes, he's a taken guy.
Frank is left. Frank's like, what about me?
Yeah.
Big Frank. Who would we set Big Frank up with?
I would love to see him and Ramona go out for a date.
He would not tolerate her for 2 seconds.
I just think it would be good. It would be good.
He would
TV.
Like Portia, though.
Yeah, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Frank,
all right.
Tell the truth.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name?
Looks like
where
he's afraid
are you calling? Hey, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. My question is for Dolores.
Okay.
Dolores, what's your biggest regret from this season?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear her. Then.
Biggest regret?
Oh, okay.
My biggest regret this season? I don't have any personal regrets. I just don't like to see everyone argue and fight, and I don't like to see things get to the level that it got so many times. That's all.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Mallory, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Mallory, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Michael. Michael, I was wondering if you saw the video of Kelly Dodd trying to get into David Foster's car and what your thoughts got.
I didn't see that video. Did I miss out on some
gold? Yeah, no, it's amazing. But, oh, my God, I got to ask you about the Dustin Hoffman thing.
You know what I think? Listen, I don't support sexual
obviously,
assault.
Se- yeah.
You got to say it. Sexual harassment in any shape or form. But I also don't support, unfound allegations. And that being said, I know for a fact, and I'll look in the camera, that John Oliver was face-to-face with Dustin Hoffman backstage. If he had to, like you said, I had to ask these questions. Why didn't you ask him man-to-man, face-to-face, instead of doing it for the gram like a lowbrow stripper?
But here's the thing. If you were coming on my show, and there was something going on in your life, and you were coming on, I don't think that I would have spoke. Well, we're friendly.
No, but different situation.
But if Dustin Hoffman was coming on my show, and I went and said hello to him before the show, and there was something going on with him in the news, I would definitely wait to talk to him about it until we were in front of the camera.
Totally understand that. That makes total sense. But John Oliver went to that screening of Wag the Dog to moderate a discussion about Wag the Dog.
Right. So you feel like it was just not appropriate in that location.
In that location. And you're talking if he said, I have to do it, you should have did it backstage, man to man, instead of shaking his hand and hobnobbing and laughing and all stuff. In a specific setting, I just think, like, you know.
As many housewives have said, you think it was not the time or the place.
No, it wasn't. Right. It wasn't cool. And the people that were there at the show were like, it wasn't the time or the place for them either. And then when people started filming, he was like, I don't want to be filmed. Then what the fuck are you asking the question for, man?
Right, right. I get it. Yeah. But you have become you talk about this in your new book.
Yeah.
But you are like the trash talker of the century now.
Yes.
Because you are getting involved in fights that I didn't even know existed on Twitter. Like, you are jumping in. What is going on with you?
You know, with social media, I'm learning about it, and I think we all are learning about it. And as far as the trash talking, like, as far as me trash talking trash in my book, in my podcast, in life, in my videos, the first person I poke the most fun at is myself.
Right.
So if you're gonna give it out, you got to be able to take it. And you know, sometimes, like I was talking to Dolores about, you can't win social media. So when I jump in there and I get if it gets messy, it gets messy.
Right.
But it's endless.
It is endless.
You cannot.
There's no exit plan to that Twitter.
That's right.
So I don't really engage. So if anybody thinks that I'm going to engage with them and entertain this, no, it's only positive stuff.
Once
in a blue moon, you get me, and I'll come back at you. But then you'll keep going for days, and I won't even bother.
Throw him in the fucking hole, Dolores.
I will.
I want to thank Michael Rappaport and Dolores Catania and Frank. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.